The following is a paid program. The views and opinions expressed in this program are not necessarily those of Brewer Media Group.
It's time for the Sabrina and Ben Realty Hour. Gain practical advice on financing, mortgages, small businesses, and life with Ben Phillips of Home Rage Mortgages and Sabrina Smedley of Sabrina Realty Associates. Learn the inside tips from two of the most successful entrepreneurs in the Chattanooga area. And now, here are your hosts, Sabrina and Ben.
And welcome back this Saturday morning, June 1st, a new month to the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour. You know what? It's an exciting day.
It is, Ben. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing? Last day of River Bend.
Oh, my goodness.
Boy, it's been a week, hasn't it?
I know. Weezer was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll keep Keith Urban to myself. I'm just, anyway, we won't go there.
So we're going to be talking about rates today. We're going to be talking about a little bit of Riverbend, sure. We're going to be talking to Randy Fairbanks. It's the
big
R.
We got a special guest. We got a special guest. He's my partner on the county commission. So we'll be bringing him in just a few minutes. We're also going to talk about 10 reasons why you should buy a home today. We're going to do that later on in the show.
And you should definitely buy a home, by the way, because if you can't wait for this information as the show goes on. Got news for you. Rates are at historic lows.
Let's hear about it.
Oh, my goodness. It's so exciting. So January 2018. No, I'm not talking about January 2019. Uh-huh. I'm talking about 15 months ago. Okay.
Right. Rates, what were they?
Rates were in the around 5.25.
That's all right.
And guess what? They're at 4% on a 30-year.
That is,
which means we're at 3.5 on a 15-year. Give me some.
That
Boom.
Is unbelievable. All right. 4%. What kind of loan type is that? Conventional?
Yeah, conventional, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah,
what's FHA
I talk
right now?
FHA is even lower.
That's what I thought.
I know.
That's why I asked the question.
It's exciting stuff. And, you know, we've talked, you guys have heard us for years. Mm-hmm. You hear us talking about the reason to buy a home.
That's right.
And, you know, one of those reasons is because homes go up in value. You know, they're not making any more land, folks. I remember when you could buy land acreage for $500 an acre.
Especially out in our area. Hot market.
And now, now we're buying little not even quarter acre lots for $50,000-$60,000.
Unbelievable.
Do the math, folks. Mm-hmm. It's you know, the population is not getting smaller.
But the good news is, with the rates lower, you can buy more home. You can afford to spend more because the interest rates are low. So people need to take advantage of it. I'm telling you.
There's no despair needed. All you have to do is look at California or look at Japan. They're buying homes for millions of dollars that are smaller than our beautiful homes that we mm-hmm. built here in Tennessee. They're doing mortgages on 100 years where it travels through the family. They've got multiple, you know, big parts of their family living inside of the home with them. We have it made here in Tennessee, folks.
That's right.
And that's why our real estate market is so stable. And you've just heard it. Rates are at 15-month lows. This is an exciting time to buy.
So what's the prediction? How long are the rates going to be low? What are you hearing? You remember last year, and we've discussed this before. Last year, I was hearing that the rates were going to be at 6% this year. So what's happened? I mean, you're talking about 2% below that. 4%, that's unbelievable. Is there any talk or any prediction that the rates are going to go up at some point this year?
You know, we don't think so now. I mean, we've been talking about rates going up for the last year and a half, mm-hmm. and it does follow the stock market inversely, and the stock market is way up, so you'd think rates would be way up, so
right.
it's a little bit of an anomaly.
That's good, though.
So it's almost like this. I almost feel like the needle hole of opportunity. You know, you've got this opportunity. We don't know how long this will last with these low of rates. Keep in mind, inflation historically is around 3%.
Right.
So you can borrow money to buy a home, the home of your dreams. You know, the place that you're going to have all your memories, you're going to have the children in the backyard playing with Fido. I mean, you get to, this is your home. This is your place.
Ben, who names a dog Fido?
I don't know. Not me. That's for darn sure.
Goodness gracious. Hey, but
should I say Ralph or something?
Spot? What happened to Spot? Fido. Sounds like a Rottweiler or something.
It was some cartoon, I guess, I watched when I was a kid.
Well, you always say that, and I had to pick on you. So, I mean, 4%, so that's a 30-year mortgage.
That's right. And so, let's talk about that for a minute.
Okay.
All right. So there are, you know, whether you're white collar, blue collar, you know, let's just go through this. On a 4% on a $150,000 home, which is a typical three-bedroom, two-bath home,
right,
perfect for a starter family, think about this, $716 a month.
Unbelievable.
So you got another $150 to $200 for taxes and insurance. Mm-hmm. So we're going to call it $915
below
a month.
$1,000.
Now you tell me a 3-bedroom, 2-bath rental property.
Well, if you're renting, it's going to be $1,600, $1,700 in most locations.
Not just most locations. What about the locations where you need your children to be for schooling?
You could go up $2,000.
Exactly.
On a 3-bedroom, 2-bath.
So
you're talking about
go.
Half the price.
So in algebra, not to give everybody an algebra lesson today, don't worry, Sabrina and I are going to do this for you. We just told you the payment on a $150,000 home is around $915 a month, and that's before down payment. And by the way, we got grant programs. Mm-hmm. We've got 100% financing.
Oh, yes.
We help all of our vets get a home without bringing a penny.
That's right.
Folks, and our police officers, don't forget about them.
Yep.
So we help you do that. That's $915 a month. So in a good school system, you're paying up to $2,000 a month in
yes,
rent.
Yes, you are. Absolutely.
But here's the deal. You're not just saving $1,000 a month now. Because I can
do
math.
You're doing it over 30 years.
Then you have a home that's paid off.
That's
you'll
right.
never pay rent to that landlord again.
Well, let me ask you this. If the rates are that great on a 30-year mortgage, what are they on a 15-year mortgage right
so,
now?
So same exact loan amount, $150,000.
Mm-hmm.
On a 15-year, the payment is just $1,072 before taxes and insurance.
Okay, and what's your rate?
The rate is an amazing 3.599%.
That's unbelievable.
That's a conventional loan, folks.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
I can go lower on an FHA.
Okay, what's FHA?
It's 3.25.
I mean, you really can't afford not to buy a home right now.
You can't. That's, you nailed it.
I mean,
nailed
you
it.
Really cannot afford not to buy a home. With the rates like that, I'm telling you, folks, these rates are phenomenal.
So you buy that 3-bedroom, 2-bath home for around $1,100 a month, mm-hmm. or call it $1,300 with tax and insurance, mm-hmm. that you would have paid $2,000 in a good school district. So you're saving $700, and in 15 years, you're not going to have a mortgage payment ever again. You've got an asset that's appreciating. Remember, folks, they're not building more land, and homes will stay around for 80 to 100 years.
Well, you want to talk about financial freedom. For someone 25, 30 years old to come and take advantage of this, they'll have their home paid off before they're 50 years old. Way before retirement.
Exactly. Think about all the money you're saving up with the equity and mm-hmm. what it does for you. It's absolutely a retirement plan.
Yeah. I'm telling you, those are phenomenal rates, Ben. I'm glad to hear it. It's music to my ears because it's not what we were hearing last year for the prediction for this year at all.
I know. And see, we love to be surprised in life.
Especially with good surprises.
Absolutely. And if you're just now joining us, folks, this is the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour on Easy 106.9. Welcome to our show. It is June 1st. I love the first of the month because it's an exciting time to ramp back up and get excited. You know what? What else is going on this, you know, it's June. It's time to go on vacation.
I'm telling you. Well, hey, let's bring in our guest. I just saw our special guest come through. Randy Fairbanks, welcome this morning. It's great to have you in the studios. How are you doing?
Hello, I'm doing fine. Good to be with y'all, too.
Well, Randy is, he wears two hats, kind of like I do. Got the real estate hat and got the commission hat. Randy is a county commissioner for Hamilton County. He represents District 1, and he is a CPA. He has his own firm there on it's on Hickson Pike, isn't it?
Right there in the middle of Hickson, on Hickson Pike, yes.
And so, Randy, for our listeners, we always talk about our area. You know, Ben and I live out in the East Brainerd, Ootowah, Appison, Collegedale, where things are really, really booming. There's a lot of growth, as you know. You came to the groundbreaking of the new middle school out there not too long ago. And for our listeners, we like to talk about everything going on within Hamilton County. So first of all, tell our listeners, what area is District 1? And then tell us about what's going on in District 1. What are some exciting things?
First of all, let me say, when I walked in, I called my wife to remind her to feed the dog. And I said, hey, make sure you feed Fido today. And she said, what do you mean Fido? That's Connor. And I said, no, I've renamed him Fido. I want to call him Fido. I like that name better.
Oh,
so,
my goodness.
So
you're killing me.
So now I got Fido at home. I represent the north, what a lot of people call the north end of the county, and it's starts at falling water, mm-hmm. and it goes north. So I have falling water. Now, I have a little bit of what's called Northwoods. That's a little bit.
Is that Hickson?
That's in Hickson, mm-hmm. and it's in the city of Chattanooga.
Okay.
But it's just a little piece between Hickson and Red Bank, so mm-hmm. it's Northwoods there, just a small. It's a small precinct, but I have that. But then everything else goes north, falling water, and then you go up to Soddy Daisy and Bakewell and Sail Creek. I go all the way to the Ray County line.
You got a big district. It's spread out.
It is a big, big district. And it's a little less than your district population-wise.
It's not as densely populated, right?
But land-wise, it is a huge, huge district. Mm-hmm. And one thing that we're looking forward to, you was talking about growth and building and everything. The thing that we've got to get sometime in the future to make that north end up in the Sail Creek area explode and everything is some sewers up into there.
And when you get those, it will explode.
Oh, yeah. There is land galore up there. But obviously, there's not a lot of businesses up in through there, especially restaurants and stuff mm-hmm. like that, because the sewers don't go that high yet.
One thing I've noticed just about the Soddy Daisy, that area, the housing market, I mean, that area, ever since I've been in real estate, it holds its value. Those homes hold their value and continue to rise.
Yes.
Even without sewers.
And that district has changed so much over the last few years, and it's because of the nicer homes and stuff that's going in up there in the subdivisions, and they're still exploding. There's still quite a bit of building going on there in Soddy Daisy and even on up into Sail Creek now. Mm-hmm. There's quite a bit going on. So it's really growing up in that area.
Well, you're right. Once that area gets sewers, it will explode. And they're going to have to, because they've about built out on all the property out in my district. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And the traffic's unbelievable in it. I mean, Ben can tell you, if you just go down Idaho Ringo Road,
it's completely
every
different.
Few feet, there's a subdivision going up. If you ride out into Appison, which used to look more like Soddy Daisy, mm-hmm. a lot of pastures and farms and stuff, it's all being developed.
And that's why the building is just starting. We're starting to see the building going on up in Sail Creek. Is like you said, Soddy Daisy is getting packed.
Right.
And so it's just moving north. Like Ben said, I mean, there's no more land. We got all the land
we're
going to have. And so it's moving toward north.
It's going to have to. And as commissioners, we like to see that growth, because that growth, bringing in that revenue from growth, helps us to keep taxes low and not have to raise taxes and all that. And we're going to talk, you know, in Ben's former life, he has some accounting background, and we know that the commission job is more for fun. That's not for pay, because we don't really get paid.
What? What'd you say, for fun?
When does
that fun start? I've been on there 5 years. I'm waiting for the fun to start.
Well, you know,
y'all going to Lake Winnipesaukee every day or something?
Hey, it's one of those, what you call it, the labor of love. It's a special calling. It really is. Yeah. You know that. It's a special calling.
Serving your neighbors.
To serve your community and to really do it right. Randy does do it right. He works hard like I do. But you know, Randy, but before we get into CPA and all the benefits for home ownership and all that good stuff and some of the benefits investors can take advantage of, before we get into all that, let's talk a little bit about your role as a commissioner. And I'm just curious. I haven't asked you this. You and I came on the same time in 2014. Mm-hmm. And what is the most challenging issue for you as a commissioner, if you had to answer that?
I think the toughest thing on me, and it's when it happens, is, you know, we only have so much money to work with. Mm-hmm. And one of the toughest things for me is for us to have requests come before the commission, people requesting money for programs that are really, really good, that we know are really worthy and really good,
right,
that we can't fund. Because there's only so much stuff we can fund. I mean, mm-hmm. you can't fund everything. Now, there's some stuff that comes before us, you know, that's easy to say, no, that's not worthy of the taxpayers' money. But there is some people that come before us with needs that are worthy and that would benefit the taxpayers.
And that's speaking true. Of needs, we need to take a quick commercial break. So when we come back, we will continue this conversation about taxation, money, and Randy Fairbanks.
That's right.
We'll be right back. Did you know that mortgage rates are at 9-month lows? Listen up, y'all. Ben Phillips, Home Rate Mortgage, right here in Chattanooga, 805-9100. I'm in the business of saving people money. And if you want to save money, pick that cell phone up right now, 805-9100.
Families all over Tennessee are calling Home Rate Mortgage right now with these amazing 9-month low rates and paying off their high interest credit card debt into one low fixed rate mortgage payment. And check this out. We just helped a retired court reporter who lives in Ottawa. We paid off her mortgage and $7,000 in credit card debt and saved her family $400 per month while, get this, giving her $10,000 additional cash out for home improvements so that her grandson can live with her. It's easy, and you can do it too. It just takes 10 minutes and this number, 805-9100. And if you're at your desk like me, get a quick quote at homeratemortgage.com.
Now back to the Sabrina and Ben Realty Hour on Easy 106.9.
And welcome back to the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour here on Easy 106.9 FM on this beautiful Saturday morning. And Ben, we are so blessed to have Randy Fairbanks in the studios this morning. And Randy was just talking about all the fun it is to be a county commissioner. And that one of the most challenging things
Wait a second, I wasn't hearing that.
Well, anyway.
Trying to serve the needs of everyone.
It's a calling.
That's got to be a difficult thing, though. You know, you're folks have needs, and you're trying to help them, and it's a balance, isn't it?
Yes. And here's what I tell, I'll jokingly tell people sometime. I'll say the tough part is, well, what we're going through now, the budgets and stuff like that. That's the tough part of the job. And if it was always just those meetings we go to on Wednesday and doing all of that kind of stuff, if that was the only side of the job, I don't think you'd have many takers. That's like right. me and Sabrina. But what keeps you going is that when you can get out in the community and help someone, if they call and say,
difference.
They say, I've got this problem or something. Now, there's another thing that kind of is the downside. There's some things that they have problems with sometimes that we cannot help, that
That's
we
right.
can't do. We can check on it and stuff, and then we find out we can't do anything. But the reward is when you can go and find whatever we need to find to do to help them out. And just a simple thank you. Thank you, Commissioner, for helping us with that.
Well, and what I have found is sometimes, even though you may not be able to help them with their current situation, they appreciate you listening and
yes.
trying to and just showing that you care. I mean, they really do. And we are going through the budget process right now, and it's being reported. So, and we're on the radio, so we're out in the daylight as light as you can get right now because we're talking publicly, but it's been in the media that there may be a 49-cent property tax increase. And I've had a lot of people ask me, so what does that mean? What does that mean? Well, on a $200,000 home, it would be about $240 more a year. And you can kind of do the math from there. If it's a $100,000 home, which there aren't many of those, as you know, with the market as hot as it is, be about $120 more a year. But you can kind of do the math that way. But it's about $240 more a year. And, of course, 34 cents of that would go to the Department of Ed and the other 15 cents to county government. And for our listeners, this may interest them. Right now, a 1 cent property tax increase brings in $1 million in revenue. That's
Rough.
What that
wow.
equates to right now. And that's due to the growth. That keeps going up because of the growth. But, you know, like Randy was saying, that's one of the hard things you do. And I just had a meeting this past Tuesday, and we had about 200 people come out from the community concerned to hear about this proposed tax increase. And what you hear, the property owners are sick of being picked on, aren't they? They're
yeah.
saying, why can't y'all think of some other way to fund this stuff? You know, you're always coming to the property owners, and you've got this significant population that's renting their home. You know, you've got these people renting, and they're driving all these cars, and, you know, it came up, what about a wheel tax, or what about raising the sales tax? But none of that, none of those decisions are easy, are they?
And no, they're not.
And what we want to do as commissioners really is look within our budget to see if there's anything we can do with what we have, because it is taxed upon us to be good stewards of the taxpayer dollars, and it does affect homeowners. So that's why I thought it might be interesting to talk about that a little bit. And schools, you know this, Ben, having a good school system affects your property value
big time.
I mean, if you live in a community where the schools are failing, your property value is going down the tubes.
It is.
So everybody, whether or not you got kids in school or anything else, if you own a home, you have a vested interest in what's going on with education.
Yeah, so we need to make all education better.
Right.
Focus on education.
Well, And, you know, we talk about this a lot, don't we, Randy? We really think our current superintendent is doing a phenomenal job. He's got a plan, which is something new.
I've seen more engagement from him than I've seen. So it's
right,
impressive.
Exactly. And, you know, he's making strides to improve. And test scores aren't back yet. We're hoping. We're hearing that there may be some gains. We hope for sure that there are. They're doing a facilities assessment, looking at all the different schools to see if there's any consolidation opportunity or if they're going to build bigger schools and merge some. So
is there,
all that will be interesting.
Is there a fixed cost per school? Like when we add that new school next to Appison, mm-hmm. that new middle school, is that one of the reasons why we have to get more taxes? Because you know, we would think that the growth in Chattanooga would help pay for some of that. Or is it just because we give Volkswagen such a great deal?
Oh, we hear that.
But well, I mean, let me tell you, every deal runs out eventually, right?
And I'm kind of glad you brought that up, because a lot of people do think Volkswagen got a free ride, and they really don't. As a matter of fact, the mayor brought this up Tuesday at the community meeting I had, that folks may not realize Volkswagen pays into our public education system over $4 million every single year. So they're not getting a free ride. Something else that they've done is they've engaged the this is something I'm impressed with the superintendent, is he's engaged the business community, in particularly Volkswagen. They've got the e-lab set up in some of the schools, and also Future Ready Institutes. You know, not every student, when they graduate, is going to want to go to college.
Or need to go to college.
What I like, and I'm sure Randy does too, is the focus right now centered around preparing our students for the workforce.
Yeah, at 18.
And the jobs that they predict will be here over the next 10 and 15 years. And that's important.
Right.
That's important. I mean, this is what drives our economy here locally. And so a lot of good things going on, but I agree with Randy. It's hard trying to really pick which departments are worthy and which aren't. We heard from 15 departments recently, didn't we?
Yes.
We spent a whole afternoon. We heard from 15 different departments coming before us asking for additional revenue. And they all have very good, valid reasons. And it's hard. You have to kind of prioritize and figure out where the greatest needs are and all of that. So it's going to be interesting. We're predicting, or we're supposed to be getting the budget rolled out Wednesday.
At our commission meeting Wednesday, but now, you know, he's presenting it to us at that budget workshop, which is open to the public on Tuesday.
Right.
Tuesday morning. And that'll be a more in-depth. He'll go more in-depth to the budget on mm-hmm. Tuesday morning if anybody wanted to. That's open to the public at the McDaniel Building at 9 o'clock, I believe it
that's
is.
That's right.
And any of the stakeholders that want to come to that meeting, they'll hear a more in-depth presentation. We'll go in-depth more than we can on Wednesday at our meeting. But Wednesday is the official meeting that he presents the budget to us.
And that's 9:30 a.m., fourth floor of the courthouse. That's also, our chambers are open to the public for anyone that's concerned that their taxes may go up. I would encourage them to come, because we're going to see. We don't know.
Yeah, and you
we
just
have
had
no
a,
idea.
Didn't you just have a tax form, just question and answer session?
We did. We so, did. It was, I mean, well attended.
Yeah, and that was good. I mean, that's what it's about, being proactive and getting the feedback from the community. So that's what's great about you all. Y'all are engaging the community. You're asking. Mm-hmm. They're asking the questions. You're getting them answers. Then you're asking them questions. It's a, you know, just like what you were talking about with the, you all need restaurants. Well, in order to get restaurants, you need sewers, because you've got all these new homes. It's like, is there an analysis?
Yeah.
Is there a study that says, hey, if we invest in these sewers, it is projected with 90% confidence that we're going to get this increased revenue from your district, and now that adds to our bottom line budget. Now we don't have to raise taxes quite as, you know, much in the future.
I don't know if there's been an analysis, but you can look at other areas and see historically what's happened when sewers came in, and it's always growth.
Oh,
it's always, I mean, that's the,
and what causes people to put that discussion off sometime is it's very, very expensive. You know, mm-hmm. the sewers is to, because I've questioned before. When I first came in office, I said, hey, we don't have sewers. You know, I was like the general
right.
public. Hey, we don't have sewers up there. Why? Why? And, you know, the answer is, I mean, they're very, very expensive. And so, but sooner or later, you've got to, like Ben said, do the analysis on it and say, hey, we'll have a positive payback. And here will be the payback in number of years or something.
Well, what you're going to see when those sewers come is what we've seen. You're going to see more dense populations. I mean, it's like Ben was talking about earlier in the show about how small the lots are and how expensive they are and just the cost of building. I mean, we've seen that go up, too.
The cost of building has gone way up.
It's unbelievable. If you're just tuning in, this is the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour here on Easy 106.9 FM. And in the studios, we have Randy Fairbanks, who is the County Commissioner for District 1. And we've been talking about things we deal with on the county commission, the budget process, which is what we're going through right now. Let's kind of shift gears just a few minutes, Randy, because we won't have long, and we'll bring you into the next segment. But you do you're a CPA. Mm-hmm. That's what you do. Tell folks where you're located, kind of how you got in it, how long you've been doing it.
Located on 5462 Hickson Pike. It's probably a mile north of Northgate Mall and probably half a mile south of Hickson High School.
It's a great location. You got a lot of visibility there.
Oh, it's a good location. It's a good location. And I've been at that location in business for myself about 11 years. Mm-hmm. I was in private accounting at mm-hmm. a few different companies for about 30 years, 29 mm-hmm. or 30 years. And then when I left my last company, I decided, hey, my kids were through college and stuff, and I decided, hey, I'm going to do something I've always wanted to
do. That's
good. And so I started my business there, and it's been about 11 years. I've really enjoyed it. What I enjoy the most about it, of course, and everybody will tell you this, that's in business for themselves, it's as tough or tougher than working for someone else, but the flexibility.
Oh, yeah.
That I have, and it has allowed me to serve on the commission. You know, that has allowed me to do that.
Now, for full disclosure, come about January to what, April the 15th, or even the week after that, maybe the end of April, we don't see much of this guy.
No.
He's like, we pass like ships in the night.
I had one friend tell me one time, I had a couple of friends with me, and they said, and I was telling them how that schedule was. Oh, it's 15 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I almost had the guy crying when I was telling him that. And my other buddy stepped in and said, wait a minute, before you start crying, wait a minute. Go check him in about June or July. He's in a pair of shorts. Well, like you see me now, a pair of shorts and T-shirted with his feet up on. And that ain't quite completely the truth, but it tails off. We've got bookkeeping and tax service that I do mm-hmm. other.
Yeah, year-round. That's year-round.
Yeah, 16 companies that we do those kind of bookkeeping and stuff for.
Are you taking on new clients if anyone's interested in, you know, getting bookkeeping services, accounting services?
Oh, I'm always taking on clients. My wife will tell people, she'll say, oh, he don't turn anybody. If there's an extra hour in a day, then
you're going to find
that's
it.
That's right. Yeah, I don't ever turn any business
We'll find
down.
That 25th hour
and
somewhere.
He's busy. Now, I have to say this, too. After he gets through probably January to April, you'll find him. In May, you won't find him. He'll be out on some cruise somewhere.
but rest assured.
But he earns it.
Yeah, well, you know, and this is a good segue into, you know, how does a CPA and have so much to do with real estate?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can tell you what. It has everything to do with
real estate.
It
has everything to do with it. Exactly.
From leveraging from a financial position. Mm-hmm. To the approach to tax purposes,
tax benefits. All
oh
of
my
that.
Goodness! It you're having a great CPA is dire, and I know that you can't even become a commissioner unless you're respected in your community. So you know, just to be a commissioner in the town, you have to be respected by your neighbors, and obviously you have to be pretty successful in
that's
your business.
Right.
And so that would make Randy a good candidate for anyone. To potentially, you know, seek advice and counsel regarding your tax situation or whether you should make that next big investment in real estate to gather up rental properties. And
that
makes it very exciting. So when we come back, we're going to be continuing this discussion with Randy Fairbanks, your county commissioner, alongside Sabrina Smedley, also a county commissioner. And I feel like, hey,
and Ben Phillips, one of the number one mortgage brokers in town, or the number one.
Yeah, I would say number one for sure. But I'm a little biased. So, all right, we'll be back, folks.
Did you know that mortgage rates are at 9-month lows? Listen up, y'all. Ben Phillips, Home Rate Mortgage, right here in Chattanooga, 805-9100. I'm in the business of saving people money. And if you want to save money, pick that cell phone up right now, 805-9100. With rates at 9-month lows, your home purchasing power just went up $28,000. If you were able to buy a $225,000 home, now you can buy a $250,000
Listen up, y'all. I'm Ben Phillips with Home Rate Mortgage.
That's
805-9100.
We just helped a home inspector
purchase a $370,000 home in Deer Ridge and Ootowa with just 5% down. You can do it too. 805-9100. HomeRateMortgage.com.
You can do it too. Call 805-9100. It just takes 10 minutes. And this phone number, 805-9100 or HomeRateMortgage.com. Turn a house into a
You're listening to the Sabrina and Ben Realty Hour on Easy 106.9.
And welcome back to the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour. Sabrina, time is flying today.
I'm telling you.
Randy is a wealth of information. Having two commissioners is just, it makes it kind of exciting. And we're talking about budget proposals. I mean, this is serious stuff.
Oh, very serious.
Very exciting. But before we get started, I want to talk about some awesome stories that have happened here recently. We just helped an investor in Hixson at Home Rate Mortgage get $96,000 in equity in order to buy another investment property. Mm-mm. Now, that's really cool because he didn't have a mortgage on the new investment property. So guess what? It's all profit. Very exciting.
Awesome.
Yeah, and here's the better part about that. He had bought that rental property 3 or 4 years earlier, and his rental property had appreciated almost 60% just over the past 2 years of that. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, the point of the story is call us, folks, at Home Rate Mortgage. We can discuss whether or not your future can be yours today.
Well, I heard a veteran on a commercial this week talk about how you saved him $500 a month, and now his goal is to get his mortgage paid off, which we were talking about earlier in the show. His goal is to get his mortgage paid off early and then start doing some investing and stuff. It was a great story. It was a great commercial.
It's all about passion. If you have the passion to win and be successful, I can tell you right now, you've got to take action. You've got to be engaged in your financial situation. And calling Home Rate Mortgage, you're talking about hundreds of years of experience mm-hmm. between the owners and a few of the top loan officers alone. And, you know, we see it every day. We do 70 to 80 loans a month just in Chattanooga. And it gives us a good volume base to know what the ins and outs are. And we just helped an Army vet, in fact, reduce his interest rate 1.5%. Had no idea he was going to reduce his interest rate by 1.5%. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you what he did with this. He was able to get $14,000 cash out and still save money on a monthly basis.
That's awesome.
So $14,000, in my opinion, just like from a tax attorney or from a tax guy would say, You just got $14,000 for free if you don't have to extend that loan back out. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Here's the best part. Now his dilapidated bathroom is remodeled with that $14,000. He did some updates, even put a little backyard fireplace in just for $14,000. And his payment had gone down $324 a month. Well, so we kept the term right there at the same. But if he puts that $324 back on his home, he's going to pay his house off 5 years quicker.
That's awesome.
About having your cake and eating it, too. That's what it's all about.
And I tell you, for anybody listening, you need to give him your phone number.
Yes.
This is a great time to do that.
Give us a call. And we're toll free for folks just driving through, 844-805-9100. You can always call us locally, 805-9100. You can go online and get a quick quote. HomeRateMortgage.com. Mm-hmm. And you know, we're standing by 24/7. We've got we've got loan officers. They're hungry. They get paid by salary, but they also get commissions for the number of units. It's a very unique business plan that we have at Home Rate Mortgage. We do it differently, and we do it differently because we have a formula that works.
Well, you guys are always there when I need you on the weekend and after hours, which is important to me as a realtor because not everybody has banking hours, as you know.
And Ben, I'll encourage your listeners, the same thing I do with some of my clients, I encourage them, call you for the information. Information and knowledge is power.
Yes.
And a lot of times what I'll find out, and you'll find this out with your customers too, they're out there trying to decide, should I do this or should I do this or not do this? And they don't have all of the information to make that decision. And so they might not make the right decision. What they need to do is call you and get that information. Then they'll have everything in front of them. That's what I tell my clients. If you're going to make some decisions, don't just guess at what the information is or what you hear from your neighbor or something. call the expert and talk to them.
Well, Randy, this is a good opportunity for you to give your phone number, too, and tell people how to get in touch with you.
Absolutely.
My number is 468-3791.
So 423-468-3791. And yes, I know you do a good job. All right, let's shift gears and talk about some changes with taxes this year. What has changed with the standard deduction?
There was a lot of changes this year for the tax season that we just finished for 18. A lot of changes, but the ones that affected the people the most, of course, the standard deduction changed, almost doubled from $12,000 to $24,000. Now, what that did was, and I found it in with my clients too, a lot less people itemized. They took the standard deduction, you know.
And see, that's one of the things that we always promote about owning a home is you get to deduct that mortgage interest.
Yes.
So what you saw was a lot of your clients did not do that because you have to itemize to do that.
You have to itemize to do that. Mm-hmm. And so, and if you'll remember correctly, when that proposal came out that they were going to change that standard deduction that high, the ones that really didn't want that and really had a problem with it was all of the nonprofits, because you know a lot of people give a lot of money.
That's true.
And then and just being honest about it, a lot of people give a lot of money for tax purposes, and so that hurt them a lot because people don't itemize now. You don't get to count that off. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the biggest things. And in with that, the second little piece of that standard deduction increasing like that, the exemptions, personal exemptions, you used to get $4,050 for each, an exemption for each person in the, so if you had two parents and two kids, you know, that was $4,050 for each one of those.
Right.
Those went away, completely went away.
And that was a pure tax credit.
No, not a credit. Those were deductions off taxable income.
Okay.
That's a difference. And if people don't understand, there's deductions.
Right.
That reduces your taxable income, and then there's credits, which they call bottom line. The credits are on your tax bill. Those are now what those are is child tax credit is a good example of that, and earned income credit.
So overall, did you see the changes to be beneficial, or I guess it depends on your situation.
Yes,
really.
It depended on situation. Now let me tell you this: going with that line of thought, what we just told you. The people that wouldn't have benefited from that as much is the ones that already their itemized deductions were above that standard.
Mm-hmm.
So what they did was, say if I had a client that last year their itemized deductions was $25,000, $26,000. Well, this year they come in and they're not going to take the standard of 24 because theirs is 25.
That's right.
But look, they lost that $8,000. Or 12,000 or whatever it was on those personal exemptions. So if they're in that kind of level, they kind of lost. Now, it did help some. Of course, the ones that it helped quite a bit were the ones that had small kids, because that child tax credit went from 1,000 to 2,000.
Right.
And being that's what you were talking about, that's a straight credit off your tax bill.
Right. Well, you guys were just talking about the power of having knowledge and all that for our listeners. So what should taxpayers be doing to make it easier for their CPA or their accountant?
Well, what we all, record keeping, of course.
Okay.
I mean,
what's the best system for that?
I've got, just to be organized, mainly.
Yeah.
You know, most of the people that come in with their taxes, a lot of them don't have as difficult and as, but of course, like you and I am, we have businesses.
Right.
That's a lot more record keeping.
Right.
But the thing I stress for my tax clients, keep good records, because here's the thing. If you come in at the end of the year and you don't have good records, number one, it's going to cost you more to get your taxes done and everything. But number two, you're going to miss something.
Right.
There's going to be things fall through the cracks. I have a lot of people that'll come that's not as organized that'll come to me, and 2 weeks after tax season, they'll call me and they'll say, "Oh, I didn't count this. I didn't count that." And that.
Do you amend their return?
If what we do is we figure if it's beneficial. And I can figure it and say if it's beneficial, and if it's not, I said, "Hey, it's not beneficial." Or, "Yeah, that's big enough that we'll amend your return." So,
so when you get a new client, do you like to meet with them and kind of get together and get a strategy going forward and let them know what they need to be doing? Well, that's good.
Yes, I'll meet with the client and tell them and what I like to do is look at if they've got some of their past records. I'll look at that and I'll know what they've got and kind of where they're going, what direction, and what to tell them to keep up with and everything.
Well, let me ask you this. What are some of the deductions when it comes to real estate for your everyday homeowners out there or even investors? What are some things they may not even be aware of that they can count that maybe they're not even counting?
Well, one of the things I tell people, and I have quite a few clients that do the investing,
right,
what Ben was talking about earlier. They'll do either flips or they do investing where they redo places for rental property and stuff, mm-hmm, like that. And the easiest, simplest way I've got to tell them, they'll say, well, can I count this? Can I count that? I count this. The guideline I give them is I say, hey, you need to get in the mindset of when you take that dollar out of your pocket to spend, if you're taking that dollar out to spend on that property to produce some of that income, 99% of the time that's tax deductible. Mm-hmm. Now, not everything, but most of the time it is.
Any maintenance and repairs would be.
So you need to get in that mindset of every time you spend some money, if I would not spend this money, if I didn't own a piece of property or was going to invest in a piece of property, I wouldn't be spending this money, then that's what you need to capture.
Right.
And yeah, you were going to go buy that McDonald's Happy Meal anyway. Stop trying to deduct all that food.
But you can count your mileage, right?
Yes.
Going to and from your property and stuff like that.
Yes, and that's another thing that people will miss. I try to get my clients to meticulously keep up with that mileage because it adds up. Mm-hmm. And say if you've got a guy that's going to go work on his property or something, he knows that mileage. But he might not think on a Sunday afternoon that, hey, I've got to run down to Lowe's and buy some stuff and everything because I'm going to work on my property tomorrow. That's mileage.
Yeah, and you can count all of that.
That's used for that. So
Now, let me ask you this. You said you've got a lot of clients that flip homes and have investment properties. Is there ever, and I'm asking this for personal reason, is there ever a time that you can flip a house and avoid capital gains? And how significant is capital gains?
Well, it's significant.
Well, it is significant.
Well, talk a little bit about that.
And here's what I tell my people because they don't really understand this, too. Here's what you need to do. The minute you start buying a piece of property like that, you start keeping that amounts right then for flipping a house. Mm-hmm. And people get mixed up. If you're going to flip a house, the expenses for that is not counted. You accumulate those expenses because what they're doing is they're going into the basis of that house. So you buy a house in 1 year. Now, here's the thing. You don't have a reportable event there until you sell that house. Now, mm-hmm, I'm talking about right now strictly flipping one. So
right,
you buy a house in 2018 and you've got and then you start doing the maintenance, putting all the money in, you accumulate all those costs because they'll go into the basis for when you sell it, then that's when you capture.
So it'll help you on your capital gain. So if you're putting a roof on and rewiring that house and doing all that stuff, that
right,
will help you.
Oh, 100% of that dollar, of those dollars, will come off of the gross revenue that you accumulate, the gross profit you accumulate.
Well, that's good.
And it's kind of interesting you mentioned that because I alerted one of my clients this last year on that. I asked him if he captured that. He bought one. He had all this work, and he'd done all this work and everything. So now we went to do the taxes. We had what he sold it for, all his basis, what he paid for it, what all he put into it and everything. And he didn't have any mileage on that. And I said, did you use any mileage? Well, yeah, going back and forth and stuff like that. And I said, yeah, you can count that.
And one out of every five pennies or one out of every $5 is what you're going to save on that. So it's so important. I mean, one-fifth is a lot. I mean, is that kind of the
yes,
golden rule,
yes,
one-fifth?
And record-keeping is the main thing. You keep all those records. Keep those receipts.
It's like having a hole in your pocket.
So,
if you don't keep good records, you got a hole in your pocket. That money's falling on through.
So you need to get organized. Well, my husband keeps everything. He drives me crazy. He keeps every little thing. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour here on Easy 106.9. We're about to take a break, but I do want to say, if you're thinking about buying a home or selling a home, we'd love to help you at Sabrina Realty. We can be reached at 423-499-7780. That's 499-7780, or go to our website, sabrinarealty.com. Someone will always be standing by to help you, and we'll be back after the break.
Did you know that mortgage rates are at 9-month lows? Listen up, y'all. Ben Phillips, Home Rate Mortgage, right here in Chattanooga, 805-9100. I'm in the business of saving people money, and if you want to save money, pick that cell phone up right now, 805-9100. With rates at 9-month lows, your home purchasing power just went up $28,000. If you were able to buy a $225,000 home, now you can buy a $250,000 home for the exact same payment. That's a quarter of a million dollars. The Jones family had been house hunting for months, and with the timing of these low rates, they were able to get into the home of their dreams. It's easy, and you can do it too. Call 805-9100. It just takes 10 minutes, and this phone number, 805-9100, or homeratemortgage.com. Turn a house into a home.
Now back to the Sabrina and Ben Realty Hour on Easy 106.9.
And welcome back to the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour here on Easy 106.9. If you're just tuning in, we have a special guest in the studios this morning. It's been a great show, Randy Fairbanks. We've talked a little bit about county government, and now we've transitioned into Randy's a CPA talking about tax benefits for investors, home ownership, and I've got a question for you, Randy. I'm just kind of curious. For, you know, Ben and I often talking about credit and how important it is to have good credit and keep your limits down on your credit cards and stuff. So let's say someone decides they want to, one of their goals this year is to get out of debt or to kind of consolidate some debt. So they're thinking about taking out maybe a second mortgage to pay off their credit cards, do some home repairs, that kind of stuff. What advice can you give those folks as a CPA? Are there any tax benefits at all to doing that?
Well, I had a client call me just this week and asked me, said, Randy, I'm going to take just what you said. I need to remodel some stuff, and I'm going to take a second mortgage. Will that help me on my taxes? And I said, no, that won't help you on it. They did away with that, doing the mortgage on the second mortgage, being able to count that interest on the taxes. That for mm-hmm. right now, that's done away with. So, but what I told that client is, I said, so just take the portion, the information on your taxes out of the equation. But I said, but that's the only thing you take out of the equation. Doing the second mortgage might be the best route for you, depending on the rates and what y'all talked about earlier for doing that stuff. Mm-hmm. But you won't base that on how it will affect your taxes. So I basically told them, I said, that will not affect your taxes.
Well, that's not good. What about a business?
Well, there is one exception. Is there? Let me ask you about that.
Okay.
If they take a second mortgage out for an investment in another investment property, then it would all be deductible,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. Now you're talking, you getting over from personal into business.
That's what I was just going to ask. If you own a business and you're going to upgrade it.
But sometimes in business, you have to go into your personal, you know, coffers, your personal credit to get money for your business. And I want folks to understand that a second mortgage to help with a business or something like that, but Randy can help you there.
But remember, the expense there would be over on that business, not on that personal Schedule A we were talking about. That's when it goes over the business.
Right.
So you're correct. If one took a second mortgage and got $10,000 and they put that money over in and repairing one of these flips or something, that's deductible on that flip or on that business.
Well, let me ask you this. Like for me, I am my business. I mean, I'm it. And so I do one return. I do my business, my personal,
and
everything.
You have together. A Schedule C.
That's right.
For
That's
your business
right.
if you're a proprietor.
So let's say next year I decide I need to put a new roof on my business, all that. Now,
yes.
You can count that.
Yes.
If I took out a second to own my personal home to upgrade my business, can you? I'm not going to do that, but I'm just wondering, can somebody
then
do
the
that.
Deduction there would be on that Schedule C. The point
you.
I was making earlier is that deduction would not come on Schedule A.
I got
where
you.
Whereas mortgage interest is usually taken for personal reasons. But now y'all are talking about business. When you
right.
go over on to business, yes,
I
those
are
deductible as your
I got
business.
You. Well, that makes sense.
And, you know, I had a question posed to me the other day, Randy, and it's more of an empty nester type question where they were asking me about reverse mortgages. And they were saying, you know, I don't make good money on paper, so I can't afford to get equity out of my home. And he said, but you know, can I get a reverse mortgage since really there is no payback? And he wanted to know if there was tax implications to that. Does it matter, reverse mortgage, forward mortgage, as they call it, you know, does it matter tax-wise?
No. No, the what
so
you're talking
no
about there's
no.
That. on a tax return. Now, when I'm careful to say there's no advantage of that, because in other areas there might be if you're looking.
Well, it gets you some cash if you need it.
Yes, but if you're looking tax return wise, it's not.
No benefit there.
No.
Well, I tell you, what about, nobody likes an audit. Nobody wants to get audited. So what are some red flags, or what are that you see that would cause someone to get audited, or what can folks do to avoid getting an audit?
Well, here's what I always tell my clients. Nobody likes audits, but my standing thing that I always tell my clients, I said, listen, you need to put on your tax return exactly what you do. Be as honest as you can on your tax return, and then don't be scared of an audit.
And be able to back it up with documentation.
If we have our records and stuff like that, and we show here's our backup for what we've done on a tax return, I've had clients tell me before, I've got this deduction, but I'm not going to count it. I don't want an audit. And they'll stand by that. And I go with that if they want to. But I tell them, I'll say, listen, if you've got the backup and it's an honest deduction and you've got it, don't let the threat of an audit keep you from taking a deduction. You should.
The red flag is the lack of good record keeping.
That's right.
Or when a client says, hey, I know you filed my taxes, but I forgot something. You know, the disorganization of all that. And that's why you need a guy like Randy, because if you think about it, Randy, you need to be doing monthly. And this is how I do my business. We have a monthly review of the previous. So that's why I like June 1st. I get to look at all the same thing. QuickBooks, and then we get to see. And then there's questions. I think it's kind of just like what we've been talking about nationwide about, investigations and stuff.
Yeah.
You can't look back 5 years later. You've got to get the records and now and say, hey, you know what? I need to know what happened last month, because I'm not going to remember what that $6,000 withdrawal that I had to run to the bank real quick and withdraw. I'm not going to remember 12 months from now.
Oh, yeah.
What that is. I need to kind of snip at all these major weird things and knock them down now and put the notes on it. Oh, right. That was because my business needed that money for this. And then you've got it documented. Then you finalize those monthly records. And that's why, and Randy was talking about that earlier. Mm-hmm. He can help you with your books on a monthly basis so that at the end of the year, it's done.
Yeah.
You wrap up December and then it's done, except for tax planning.
Yeah.
And tax planning is important because they're changing laws all the time.
Because when you have those clients come to you at the end of the year that's scraping and scrapping to get their stuff together and everything, they'll almost always leave something out.
Because they're
in a panic and they're trying to get stuff together. So I push and push and push for my clients. Keep your records. And even if they're not as formal, keep a folder. Put those things in there where they're all together and stuff like that, so you're not, because you'll lose some or forget some if you don't.
I think that's great advice. Well, stick around, because we're going to shift gears here in just a minute. That was all very, very interesting.
That was
good
awesome.
Advice.
And
he's knowledgeable.
Thank you for serving our community, too.
Yeah, yes. He's knowledgeable.
Thank you for having me.
We started the show off today. For our listeners just tuning in, you're listening to the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour here on Easy 106.9 FM. We were talking about how great the rates are. They're down to 4%, folks.
On a 30-year.
4% on a 30-year. You can go down to 3.6% on a 15-year. Unbelievable. Ben was sharing that with us. So let's dig in and talk a little bit more about here's 10 reasons why you should buy a home today.
Okay.
Let's just
I got number one is these rates are incredibly low.
Well, and I agree with that. I think your number one is number one, but this is just an article I found I thought was interesting. This says house prices tend to rise over time. We talked about this last week, and we're seeing the prices go up.
Right.
They just went up another 12% here in our local market.
12%?
So I'm telling you. You need,
now, Randy can teach us about the rule 72 right now.
I'm telling you. So,
gosh.
You better act and
12%.
Buy a home. Yeah, you better act and buy a home.
That means it doubles. That means it doubles every what? Six, 5.5 to 6 years.
Yeah, it goes from 7 to about 5.
And income only went up 3%. So that's what I'm saying. The take advantage of these rates Ben was talking about, because prices are going up. Number two, you'll pay less tax and save money. Randy just shot some of that down.
Mark that one off.
Hey, there's still nine. There's still 8 or 9.
Hey, I bet your job was easier not having to itemize all that stuff this year. Number three, you can sell your home when you please. That's true. That's true. Okay. If you're stuck into a two-year lease or something like that, you can't just up and leave unless you're going to pay an astronomical amount back on the term of that lease.
Hold on a second, though. I gotta say this because I hear that from some people. Yeah, but I like the mobility of renting.
You're not that mobile.
So, but you don't just mention that you're stuck in that 12-month or two-year lease.
Right.
But what about the fact that you don't have a nest egg of equity?
That's right.
You know, you buy a house and it gets 12% equity in two to three years. Oh, I need to move to Florida for some reason.
Yeah.
I've got $40,000+ of equity built up, so I can sell it super fast.
Exactly.
Number one. And number two, now I've got, if I have to let it go a little cheaper, I've got $30,000 to take with me in the car.
That's right.
Okay?
That's right.
I mean, what mobility, how is that not more mobility?
I agree with you. And you know, the home is yours. That's number four. The home is yours. There's a pride in that.
Yeah.
I would combine number four and number eight. Number eight's pride of ownership. Mm-hmm. I think that goes hand in hand with the home being yours. You're going to have pride of ownership. You know, it means more when you paint that room a special color than it does if it's a rental.
Just, hey, remember the old adage? You rent a car, you're not going to take care of it. You know, you rent a car, you rent a hotel. Look at hotel rooms. How do those look?
Right, exactly.
I mean, you take pride in something that you worked hard for.
Yeah.
There's no doubt. And that leaks in, or should I say it bleeds in to your work. Mm-hmm. It bleeds into your family life, your relationships. Owning a home is the very core. It's the sun of
the
what radiates.
Dream.
That's why they call it the American dream.
And number five, we've already moved this to number one. Interest rates are at an all-time low. That is number one, especially with the rates you quoted today.
The average interest rate, folks, in the last 40 years, we just did that study. In the last 40 years, the average interest rate, and this might amaze you, Randy, is over 7.5%.
Mm-hmm. Average.
What? I mean, it just... For me, I'm a math guy that likes to just look at numbers, and when I can borrow at 4% and just understanding the power of what the difference is of 4% to 7.5%, folks, the average interest rate is 7.5% over the last 40 years.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
You're getting a discount off your payment of about 30% plus, and reality is the rates are about 40-something percent mm-hmm. lower. So it's just an amazing time to take advantage, because if rates are back at 8, 9, 10%, affordability is out the window and you're sitting in the driver's
seat
if you got locked in at 4% today on 30-year-old.
And that brings you right to what you have, peace of mind. Peace of mind having your own home. And if you buy now, you don't have to worry about those prices continuing to rise, right?
Yeah.
And number seven is forced savings. We were just talking about that equity. You know, a lot of people starting out, they're going to start out in a smaller home. And then when they start having kids and their family grows, they're going to end up selling that home and buying a larger home. It's what happens.
Yeah.
And you have that savings in that equity already built in, because that home's going to continue to appreciate. When you go to sell it, you're going to have a nice down payment towards that bigger home.
You know, one of the things I hear, that word, that phrase, peace of mind, I hear it with a lot of insurance people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they say, you know, life insurance, peace of mind. When you buy a home and you have it paid off, You're living your life to help your whether it's your community or your children. There's peace of mind knowing that you've got something to pass on to the next generation, isn't it?
That's right. Well, I've got to share this next one with you guys real quick, because we're coming up on the end of the show. You can have as many pets as you want. What does that mean, guys? You can have as many Fidos as you want on the backyard.
Five Fidos.
Oh my goodness, that's hilarious,
Randy. We enjoyed having you on the show today.
Thank you for
having
me.
I really enjoyed it.
Hey, for our listeners, before we go, tell them if they're looking for a good CPA, how they can get in touch with you, and then we're going to tell them how to get in touch with
us. They can call me, Randy Fairbanks, at 468-3791. 468-3791. If I'm not in there, if I'm on the golf course, which I very rarely am, but if I am, leave me a message. I'll get back to you. Thank you.
And if you're looking for a realtor that will sell your home quick or find you the perfect home, call Sabrina Realty, 423-499-7780, or visit SabrinaRealty.com.
And my name is Ben Phillips with Home Rate Mortgage. And, you know, the only thing I have to say is if you're looking for the best realtor in Chattanooga to list your home, it is Sabrina Realty. And I can tell you with firsthand experience. So, folks, it's been an awesome June 1st. It's time for a new month. Don't forget to wrap up those books from last month. And you know what? Hey, let's go get it done again.
And go to Riverbend this evening.
Yes, last night.
That's right. All right. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to the Sabrina and Ben Realty Hour with your hosts, Sabrina Smedley and Ben Phillips. Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. only on Easy 106.9.